Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about psychology and suitability in the Alameda County Sheriff's Department out in California and what those things all have to do with each other. You know, in the United States today, when you're talking about law enforcement, there is a large push to have psychological testing periodically done of officers and deputies. The thing it's trying to determine is whether or not they should be, you know, out on the road with a weapon and the power to deprive someone of their liberty, if they're suitable for that. So this sheriff's department recently conducted an audit of psychological profiles done from 2016 to today. 47 deputies had their weapons and arrest powers taken away from them. Now, depending on the reporting, I guess it's how you count the department size, this amounts to 10 to 5% of the force. That's pretty big. I mean, it may seem like a small percentage, but when you're talking about people that were deemed not suitable to be doing this, who had been out there doing this, I guess based on this, maybe back to 2016, that's a pretty big oversight. That's a pretty big issue. They were deemed not suitable. This audit was prompted because I guess a former deputy and might have also been former Stockton PD was allegedly involved in a double shooting. That's what brought this about. So it seems clear from this that psychological testing should probably be done. That's probably something that needs to happen nationwide. But then we get to the next issue. What do you think the next steps are? Reportedly, they are hoping to have them retested within 2 months. Do you think that 2 months is going to be used to address whatever issues exist that make them not suitable? I mean, because I think most people know that therapy definitely runs on like a timeline. Or do you think that's just going to be used to teach them how to beat the test? The problem is, and this is the systemic part, is that a lot of law enforcement agencies don't view laws, rules, regulations as actually applying to them because they enforce them, so they're above them. The idea that there is a timeline that has already been put out on how to get them retested and get them back on, that's an issue in and of itself. Retest them, sure, but with the expectation of them coming back, that's not good. That's not good. It is unlikely that anybody who is a psychologist is going to say that, oh yeah, we can fix this person in 2 months. We can address whatever issue this is. It seems more likely that they're hoping they can figure out how to game the questions, game the system. So they...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It won't be held to the standard that's required. It's the way it appears based on that statement. Something that is indisputable about this is that this needs to happen nationwide. Even at 5%. One out of 20 cops that's out on the street shouldn't be there. That's way more than a few bad apples. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.